Punters and Dribblers, welcome back to another season of About Even, season 2024. Edward Simpson next to me, the reigning champion. Sebo to my left here, not the reigning champion. Obviously, we've got Rando through there. I can't see him. There's lights in the way, but I can promise you he is looking as fuckable as ever. And then a big old welcome to our new mate, new fourth member of the panel, the one and only, the rugby league guru.
We love it.
Welcome, Rube.
Put your hands together.
What took so long, boys?
Listen.
You just had to come join Neds, baby. Yeah, that's what it is.
You come to Neds, you come to the best in the business, and the deal gets done.
That's it. Shout out to Neds, obviously the sponsors of the show, big supporters, without whom we wouldn't be able to be here.
We wouldn't exist.
And now, you know, now Rue under the Neds umbrella, this is just a perfect fit.
It's a beautiful union.
Yeah.
A perfect magical marriage. Union. Yeah. A gorgeous marriage. I don't see any divorces here.
No, absolutely not. We've had a couple of divorces, though. Let's not. This is like, where's our third marriage, dude? So let's.
Yeah, real Ross.
Listen. Listen. You know, our past is in the past. Okay. He who shall not be named, you know.
Voldemort and then Scope, and now we've got that. But I think this is all, it's all been leading towards.
Well, that's right. That's right. You got to go through a few girlfriends before you know, you marry the love of your life, so to speak.
That's it.
And that's what we've done.
So before I go through like what the sort of season holds, Rue, how are you? How do you feel being up on the hallowed desk?
Mate, I'm very excited. I've obviously been a big fan of the show for quite some time. My favourite thing about the show is that you don't win many bets, so I am super fucking hyped. It fills me with confidence. And, boys, I actually arrived with some gifts.
You do?
I'd like to bring to you. So,
knock with your elbow sort of stuff.
Yeah, I'll get you to hand that down to Sebo first.
Okay. Oh, all right. Sebo. No, I mean,
not the most creative present for you, Sebo, but...
He's brought gifts.
Oh, wow.
This is a nice touch.
This is a nice touch. Here I like that he's wrapped it.
Just
there's
a caveat
twist.
Coming, don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Go. What's going on here?
Okay. All right.
I feel like you need it.
Techie. You're in desperate need. I'll take that.
Techie Sam.
Love it. Thank you, Rue.
Eduardo?
Yeah, mate.
Saw this a few months ago and just thought this is perfect. This will be the perfect initiation.
Okay. I've got a... Listen, we'll see.
Don't see these much anymore. Okay. A little flashback.
I'm fucking concerned that I'm the last one now.
You should be.
Oh. Yeah.
This is my childhood, Punters and Dribblers.
Wow.
Titan, this is in good condition.
It's in good nick.
VHS as well.
Fuck
VHS.
Yes.
Rewind it before you return it. Tommy.
Look at the old VHS.
All right, what have I got?
Now, I've slam dunked this one, so brace yourself. This is one of the greats.
Okay, what have we got here? Gifts, dude.
Oh, don't you fucking dare.
Is this what I think it is?
Is it?
Oh, you piece of shit. You absolute piece of shit.
Look at the red.
Northern Eagle.
Northern Eagle.
Oh, my God.
I spent more than I'm willing to admit on that, so enjoy it.
That's nice. That's
Look,
a nice
it's
touch.
It's a nice touch.
Where do you dig one of them up from?
That is.
Fuck.
I've got my ways.
That is, of course, the Rue has his ways. Fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen.
I know which I prefer. This bad boy. Look at that. That's fucking terrific.
Never forget, though, right? Never forget.
Now, boys, I come with gifts, obviously, and I've got a proposal for you.
Yep.
I would like in return the gift of opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. My proposal to you is, and we're going to announce what the hot seat is soon.
Mm.
If I beat the three of you this year and I win 2 out of 3 hot seats,
mm-hmm.
I want a bag of grain.
Oh! Shit. You know what? When we hand out baggy greens, it's all about vibe.
Yeah.
And... I vibe that bet. I think it's fucking terrific.
Yeah.
Because obviously I sit here and I fucking back myself. Listen, last season, -35. Not great visually, optically, but it was the toughest season of all time because we only did rugby league and we didn't have he who shall not be named to lean upon. So I fucking back myself against you, mate. You're like, you talk a big game, but I've never seen you punt. and they're not the same fucking thing.
Yep.
Let's be honest.
Yep, I'm
they're not the fucking same thing. Everyone reckons they can turn up and fucking punt the lights out. Can't. When you're under the lights, okay, when you're punting for keeps, it's a bit of a different situation. And I've just got a slight niggle that you might melt.
Yep.
Going to be a bad year for these lights. I'll give you the fucking tip. Baggy green soon. All right.
All right.
Baggy green bets on.
I love it. But like... Yeah, you've got your knockies and you can spot you could be anythings and all that. But I like to think punting is like being at sea, right? And you're just up there in the crow's nest with the thing going, that port could be anything and all that stuff. I'm not good at that, but when the fucking storm hits, I can fucking go. So look at that. What's that? Is that a unit scooper? 198 to 1. Positive season, 319 units up. Stag, my name's on there twice.
Hey, now, did you forget to put the good bets from 2023 up there? Or
I had a Rabbitoh slide. I had a Rabbitoh slide, but I'm excited for you to come on because between just the three of us, it's like we've all had one and it's like, okay, we're like three monkeys hanging out. We've all fought each other once, but now there's a good bit of meat. Yeah. And to bring the best out of me, I don't get motivated to punt necessarily for units. I get motivated to punt to beat people.
Yeah.
And now there's a new person to beat. It's going to be bring the best out of me.
Yeah, he's talked a lot of shit off the bat, and I don't mind putting a baggy green on the line for this sort of a situation. I think it makes sense. I hadn't fully digested the fact that we didn't have a single immortal bet from 2023, but again, that was the year. That was the nature of the year. That is what it is.
Well, immortals aren't handed out every year. They're not.
It's not a Hall of Fame. No, if there's a Hall of Fame board, there's plenty of
it. Oh, we don't give a fuck about that shit.
No,
it's immortal or bust here, and you've got to go big. So just to give you clarity around what an immortal bet takes, Roo, not only are the odds got to be big and juicy and fat and meaty and gorgeous, but you've got to have a great narrative. It's back to the wall doesn't hurt either, but it's narrative. You've got to sit here, barrel the camera, explain why you're going the way you're going. There's got to be something on the line. If that hits, you get your name on the board.
There is an argument to be made that my Bradman Best two or more after his Balinese sleeve tattoo holiday.
What was it paying? $8.
It wasn't paying.
It's
enough.
A Hall of Famer, maybe, but it's not.
It wasn't paying.
No, you had the narrative, but you didn't have the odds.
I didn't have
the odds. It's as simple as that. What, $7.50? Give a shit.
Asena gets less two tries.
No, like it was, I think it was maybe like
Asena
11.
Asena got
11
two tries.
Bucks.
11 bucks?
Yeah, I think it was
11
bucks.
I don't think so.
Now, let's get to how the show will be running this year. Basically exactly the same. So that's going to be easy for you. On the show this week, we're going to be talking this is a futures show because obviously there's no rugby league to be played just yet. So Premier's Grand Finals, Wooden Spoon, Most Tries, Most Points, and introducing a new segment. Shockingly, this may shock all of you, 10 to 10,000 has not returned. It has not returned in 2024. We've got the hot seat. Now, Eddie, you're going to tell the people at home what the hot seat's all about because I'm excited about this one. And as we just heard, there's baggy greens on the line.
There's baggy greens on the line. Well, we now know that there's baggy greens tied into the hot seat punters and dribblers. I'm going to explain it to you. Obviously, we're all aware of the show Hot Seat, which is hosted by the great, the incomparable Eddie Maguire. Now, if you're not au fait with the show, basically, if you're left in the seat at the final question, you can win the money that remains, is essentially it in theory. So what we're going to do is we're going to be... picking a ball out of this big machine to see what order we want to go in. The winner gets to decide where they sit. After 11 rounds, so it's 33 weeks of this about even season. After 11 rounds, if you're in the seat that week and you get your bet right, you win $1,000.
Yeah.
So whoever starts this week, they stay in the hot seat for every time they get a bet right. Got to be a minimum of $1.90 odds. If you get it right, you're in the next week and so on and so forth. And then if you lose, it goes to the next person and so on and so forth. If you get your bet right on the final week, you win $1,000 cash to do whatever the fuck you want with. So we're paying for cash now. It's about us. It's not about trying to get $10,000. That turned out to be impossible. It's about winning $1,000, and that's guaranteed now.
And so for
that's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
And if you don't get your bet right in the last week,
it goes to the next person who wins automatically $1,000.
They're doing nothing now. As the baggy green is tied into this, there are three hot seats over the season.
What's 33 divided by 11? 3. That's well it. Done. Thank well you. Done.
So Roo's got to win two of three.
And I'll tell you this right now: the idea of the hot seat has me very scared. I've already sweat through your lounge. So the hot seat scares me. Now, I'll give you a little bit of backstory to that one. So we did the CBA photo shoot the other day. Mm. It's about 32 degrees out there. Okay, I almost didn't come.
Might have been like, 40.
Could have been 40. Quite possibly. I almost didn't come because I was like, I am sweating a fucking storm here. Yep. I ended up coming and I
To
the 7-hour pod, warm in here as well.
Almost hotter in here.
And I'm not sure if you guys would remember, but the conversation I walked into was Jarch talking about how he sweats, and when he thinks about sweating, he can't stop sweating.
Oh, yeah.
So I walked in here sweating dicks, and then that was the first conversation I had, and I was thinking, good God, I'm in serious curry here. And then when I went to leave, I saw it and I thought, but I saw it when I was about a meter away and I was like, do I move the cushion? Then I thought, no, that'll just alert attention to it. I thought, you know what? Fuck it. I'll leave it. I walked back into the studio and I said to Kat, my producer, I go, fuck. I reckon within an hour on that fucking Punters and Dealers page, this is going to go off. She goes, no, it won't. It'll be sweet. Oh, I went, oh, okay, we'll see. Took a week.
Yeah.
My God, it kicked off.
That ain't missed.
I'm surprised it took them that long, in fairness.
I think it's only because of the literal length of the podcast. If that was just a normal weekly podcast, I think they would have found it because it's a 7-hour monster. It was like, it took... There's certain types of dribbles who find that shit, and it took that one 7 hours-ish, you know, six and a bit hours to see that.
Shout out to him, though. Great gear.
Hey, yeah. Great gear.
You lean into it, you own it.
Well, you got it. I mean, you got to own that. That was sweat patches, you know, from the gods. That thing. Yeah, we're actually looking to put that up on eBay and maybe sell that patch of couch guru's ass.
Well, someone put it up for 10 grand in Punters and Dribblers, which I think's unders, personally. I think that's unders.
We'll sell it for charity.
So now that you know what the hot seat is, I think it puts into context just how up against it Guru is. 2 of 3 hot seats? Good God, you're going to have to be on, bruh.
Yeah, you are. That's a lot.
The idea of collusion worries me too now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, right. We're not big colluders.
I'm a sellsword mercenary. You know, I've got no skin in the game with the baggies.
When we had the Christmas party last year, I just found out I was going to be on the show, and I went up to Sebo at about 1 a.m. I said, mate, really excited to work with you. He deadpanned me in the eye. Do you remember what you said to me?
Nah.
Yeah. I've already got a stag's head. Now I want your fucking head. I still have my hand out for a shake. He's just walking around like, okay, sweet, man.
Techie Sevo. Techie Sevo.
Fucking hell, that's great.
Yeah. He was dribbling that night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck
that
yeah.
was my send-off.
Yeah.
That was my send-off.
Into fatherhood.
That was the send-off.
Now, before we get into the bets, I feel like we probably should say g'day to Rando over there. How are you, mate?
Good, guys. Good. Good off-season. Big off-season. Obviously, Rue coming in, had to train the house down, as they say, get tanning, went to Hawaii, had a few Mai Tais, did the Eddie Simpson method. So, yeah geared up for a new year.
Clive Churchill medalist of the charity match, too.
Oh, yeah.
Had to have an all-star match.
Mate, that try. Like, I mean, I know we discovered that you were a footy talent last year. You just kept it from us for some reason. And then seeing that try, you fucking schooled those guys.
Oh, only as good as the opposition, mate. Only as good as the opposition.
Well, I remember watching his 2014 Harold Matt season at the Bears. It was pretty handy, so it didn't shock me. Yeah.
Do you remember him playing?
Of course I fucking do.
Yeah, I sent my highlights in a similar VHS as that one there on the screen. Yeah.
Did I get close to 2014?
Yeah, it was. 2014 SG Ball season, but we'll forgive and forget.
Yeah, you're good. He's good.
Did you just dominate that game? The charity game?
You just got a couple of plays.
That try was fucking...
How many tries did you score?
Just the one. Just needed to get the win. That's all we did. Nils so fucking... He took it personally. He just absolutely smashed those cast guys out of nowhere. It was really interesting. Roasty put on a few post-contact meters as well. He was really? Pretty hard to
Truck
pull down.
Nut.
Truck and nut.
Good Fuck from yeah. Roasty.
Good stuff. Didn't Nils get sent off or some shit?
Yeah, he did.
Flattened
something. But I respect that.
Well, that's Nilsson's got a lot of fucking late hit about him.
He does. You look at him, you go, that bloke puts
it. That's good. Shot. That's the show, right? So maybe that will sell a few more tickets next year.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? Like, said, you're mate, putting on a show.
You got Nilsson's hit and you got Rando's try. That put the game on the map.
I'm going to be honest with you, Rando. You turned me on.
Yeah.
It got me hot and bothered watching.
Also,
that.
The dive was so unnecessary, which is what made it. Fantastic.
The dive hurt my ribs.
Yeah, that was fucking.
As you say, you got to put on a show. You got to make a highlight reel. So try to do my best.
I respected the fuck out of that dive because I wouldn't be able to do that onto mats.
No.
For fear of injury.
No, well, we did it when we were doing those catches and I fucking felt like I broke ribs. Anyway, let's get into some punting. So as I said, we're going to be doing premiers, grand finalists, spoon, most tries, most points, and then the first week of the hot seat, we've got to pick a ball for who does that. So we'll get
ball
to that.
Ball machine's back.
I knew we spent money.
Just
on
paid for itself. Yeah, just paid for itself again. So let's kick things off with grand finalists. Now, before premiers. Do you have anything around premiers statistics wise, rando? If you say Penrith because they've won the last three, I'm going to fucking jump over this table and strangle you.
Absolutely not for Penrith. That just speaks for itself. But I do have two stats around the year. Of course, this year is 2024. And if you're a big numerology guy, it is known as an 8-year, which is the sum of each number in the year. There have been 2 8-year seasons in rugby league history. Each of those seasons have been won by a Queensland team. We had the Broncos in 2006 and the Cowboys in 2015. Who would have thought I'd come here with our pro-Queensland rhetoric, but here we are. It's also Lunar New Year as well, the year of the Dragon. There have been 9 Dragon years in rugby league, and it's provided a different premier each time. So you can rule out the following teams: the Roosters, the Broncos, the Storm, the Bulldogs, St. George, Western Balmain, so West Tigers, the Rabbitohs, and Manly.
Fucking. Oh, fuck.
Ruling out the Dragons too, are we?
Yeah, we are. Who'd have thought?
Were Cowboys and Broncos, did you read them out then?
Yes, Cowboys and Broncos. Oh, no, Broncos were in there. So Cowboys, Titans, Dolphins potentially are still around.
What about the Canterbury Bulldogs?
Absolutely. I thought it was too mainstream. I thought everyone had covered it.
Everyone's aware of that one, are we?
Yeah. What?
So like the Canterbury Bulldogs, every year that finishes in a 4.
Oh, yeah.
They've won, lost grand finals.
And they're meant
absolutely
to win.
They're due to win this. When Parramatta won 3 grand finals in a row, who broke that drought? Canterbury.
There's just no way that the Dogs win.
But I wish they had somehow their shit together. They've had like 8 years to get their shit together.
They don't have the cap.
Just to lead to this moment, to give us that option.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, give me that option of like a 20-1.
They don't have the halves to win the comp.
Yeah. It is crazy because also in 2004, the Roosters had made the 2 previous grand finals as well, who they beat as well. But obviously a leap year.
Pretty good side though.
Obviously a leap year season as well, and Melbourne have made the grand final in the last 4 leap years. That's something to think of. They also have a pattern of loss, win, loss, win. So they might make the grand final and lose it because of that year of the Dragon stat.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to pretend like you didn't mention Manly in that fucking other part of your spiel there. What I'll just go quickly and just give you some idea. Penrith obviously favourite, 375. Shock horror that the Dragons and Tigers are 101.
That's not enough.
That's unders.
It's not enough.
Yeah. It should be 10,000.
Dogs 41, so that probably fucks us. You know, anyway, it fucks that whole Dogs thing. Storm $11 doesn't seem like the worst given, but I also don't rate the Storm anymore.
They've only got a spine. They don't have anything else. Like,
it's just usually that Storm had a failure of a year last year and they came in the fucking semi-final, didn't they?
Yeah, but did they ever really compete with the top sides?
No, you're right. Okay, well, let's get to some betting then. Rue, because this is your first bet on the show, I think it's only right that we allow you to take the reins.
Yeah, and I think I can see how this is going to play out. I'm taking the Panthers. Oh, I think I'll pop the cowardly calls. I think it's the value bet. The week of, they're going to be $1.60. 375 right now, absolutely flying. They've lost players. They lose players every year. Doesn't matter. I think Nath Cleary coming into his best club footy. I don't want to talk about Origin with you, but club footy, he's flying. Penrith, 375 for me, 4 on the trot.
See, the way he explains it makes me concerned for the season.
No, I can see where he's coming from because the week of, you're not going to get 375. That makes sense. You're probably not going to get 375 even if it's a prelim the week before that. So I respect it, but I look at 375 for a futures bet, Rue, no offense, and I feel a little bit like disgusted because from where I'm sitting, you want to be coming in. Well, it doesn't bode well for my next bet, but when we're talking premiers specifically, I think that you want to go value and I think you want to look to clubs that know how to win comps, and that's the mighty Manly Seagulls. I just like the cut of our jib this season. I really do. I think we've got a beautiful mix of young and old, to use an old football term.
Youth and experience.
I think Luke Brooks comes in and has the fucking season of his life. Yep. I think that Clive Churchill not out of reach. I think finals footy's going to look good on Luke, particularly when he's wearing maroon and white. Obviously, he's never been there before. And I just think it's going to be fucking... a big year for the big fella. Mm. I think DCE just keeps ripping and tearing. Turbo, I'm not going to get too carried away about
let's just
Turbo's going to be on the field. Jake just got married.
Well, engaged.
But so he goes to another level.
Ruben engaged.
Ruben engaged to a Wishart as well.
I know.
One of the great rugby league marriages of all time.
Which, yeah. I mean, how good's that?
Yeah, it is. That's really
great.
Good.
Gerringong stock. Yeah.
South Coast love story.
Yeah, is that like high school love story? Because they're both South Coast.
I don't know, actually. That's a good question.
So it'd be cool, a can of cola just goes to another level.
I just think Manly, because obviously I don't want to waste everyone's time and just start a whole spiel. I'm going to just sort of piggyback on with you. But like the depth that we have this year is a different, you know.
We haven't run deep before.
We haven't run deep for a while. Now there's depth. No, well, just, well, halves, we got 400.
Jack Arthur, Brandon Wakeham.
Out of all the teams from the signings, they had the biggest net gain in experience from their signings. They gained 278 games experience, that one, courtesy of Elite Rugby League Stats.
So we do know what we're talking about.
How many finals games are they going?
Sorry?
How many finals games did they go?
Not much at all.
Thank you.
It's probably not relevant.
Thank you. Thank you.
They just need to make the co-host.
You know, we are onto our fourth marriage. Sebo, what are you doing?
26 Bunny, bucks, by the way. Yeah, that's value.
I'm going Bunnies and obviously go for them, but $9. Latrell, and I follow Latrell on Instagram. Sometimes we speak, but you know what I'm seeing a lot of him? Him and Jackie Whiten on the back of jet skis catching flatties. And he just looks fucking happy. Both of them are just wearing the shit you get from Anaconda.
Those fishing shirts.
Yeah, fishing shirts. Yeah, they're even selling their own, I think. You know, they just look like they are the Bash Brothers out of the Mighty Ducks. You know what I mean? Like, they just look – and those two together, if you know, they're going to be playing on the same edge at some point because Latrell's fullback. Those two – like, just happy and firing, fishing is just boding well for the Bunnies. And you look at our depth, you see Jai Gray the other day. You know, you look at Jai Gray as a backup half.
Also a Jai.
Yes, we had a bad year last year on a slide, but before the slide, coming first.
That fucking counts for anything.
What do you mean?
Because you had one of the great slides.
Yeah, we had a great slide, but we can put it on. We can put it together. We beat Penrith last year. We beat Brisbane last year. Like, we can do it. Okay. We can beat those
teams. You can also slide.
Yeah, we did slide, and now the slide's out of the way, and we have depth. You talk about halves depth. Just look at it.
We've got halves depth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, fucking Jamie Humphries. Is that the other? Is that his name?
You're telling the story, mate.
Humphries. I don't know his first name because he's so fresh and new, but he's fucking – I was concerned about, like, what do we do after DCE? So mate, then I saw Humphries in a trial. I'm like, oh, there it is.
We've got, like, Braden Burns not even in the top 30, just hanging out.
Braden Burns, and no disrespect to Braden Burns, who went to the Dogs and then got dropped from the Dogs and has now come back.
He's actually pretty good.
I'm not knocking Braden Burns, but if you're using him to try and sell me on your premiership fucking aspirations, I'm just saying that's not fucking it.
Didn't Brandon Wakeham get dropped by the Dogs as well?
I don't know what that signing was about, all right? I can't. Respect to Brandon Wakeham. I didn't know that was a thing until I saw it in the trial, and that was shocking to me. But it's good to have
I'll be honest with you. It caught me off guard.
It caught me off guard. But respect to Brandon. He did put in a good chip kick for a try, and it was basically under the sticks, and then he missed the kick to level it. It's fine. It's fine.
He's not the end of the world.
He's got some good plays in him.
Yeah, look,
but he's not going to be in the fucking first grade side.
I'm just saying the Bunnies have depth, and Latrell and Jack, I reckon there's no two other guys as a combo, like on edge,
if they're fucking firing, you know what I mean?
Latrell and Jack at $9 to get through Vegas.
But look, I reckon they're together now, you know what I mean? If they're like split up, kicking stones, like, where's my other Bash brother? That's when they get off rails a little bit. But I think they're together. They're sorted. They're happy. The size of those flatties, though, like, they're going well. They're going well, those boys. So $9 for them. It's basically 10. It's nearly 10 of double digits for the Bunnies to have a run at it.
I do, as a, like, if I'm worried about, I don't want South to win, obviously. The fact that they're jet skiing and catching flatties does have me concerned, because that is a good sign. Now we move on to grand finalists. Who else to make the grand final? I'm just going Penrith because, fuck it, it's $2, and I think they probably will.
Do you want to go to randos? You got any stats?
Are there a stat around other teams that make grand finals?
Kind of just hit the Premier's one on the note. Like the one for you, Eddie, though, is that an interesting stat about the Broncos. The runner-up in the NRL era, the runner-up of last year is just as likely to finish top four as the Spoon is to finish in the top eight. Eight teams who were runner-up last year have made it into the top four. eight teams who were the wooden spoon have made it into the top eight the next year as well. Interesting. So just some food for thought.
There you go. Well, I've gone the Broncos because they've got a fucking hot side, a really, 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 really hot rugby league side. And I'm confident that when the whips are cracking end of the season, they'll be in the final. Simple as that. Mm. I think they've got a score to settle. Doesn't mean they'll win the final again, but I think that they're going to be there, all thereabouts.
I've gone the Chooks, $4.50, bit of value there. I think that when they got to the back end of last season, it was finally starting to click. Am I confident it will to start the season this year? Probably not.
Never does.
Never does. So, but I think the Broncos have regressed a little bit, and I think the Roosters might sneak in there.
Now, I want to, like, obviously show respect to you as, you know, you are the guru of rugby league. But, and, like, I think it's important for everyone to know, like, cards on the table, like, you know, I'm very open and honest about my love for the Manly Seagulls. Sebo, obviously, a Rabbitoh, Eddie, a Seagull. Rue is a Roosters fan. He may not say it publicly. He's going to be like, no, I fucking love every team. Chooks at 450 isn't value because they're shit. So that's bad value. And they basically lost to a fucking Manly Seagulls New South Wales Cup side.
Full strength,
weekend.
Full strength.
They were full strength. So that's all I wanted to say. That's obviously with full respect to you.
Fan of the game. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm a fan of the game. Okay. Now, I do actually, and Sebo, I don't want to steal your thunder here, but Sebo's got the same bet as me, and I actually hope Sebo's right. If we get a South Roosters grand final, good God.
That would be cool.
Part of it.
It's when was the last one happened?
Yeah.
60s? 30s?
The longer, 20s? I reckon, yeah.
I have no idea. Ask him.
Say like 30s or
getting there. Yeah. But that's part of why the reason I picked him, but I also picked them to like win last year as well, where you're like, their team shouldn't be that shit. Like, they actually are fucking good on paper, at least. And I don't know. I am just not picking Penrith because if you take Penrith out of this equation, if they have one little misstep somewhere, it's probably the most open fucking premiership race of all time. There's like nine teams that can do it right. And I go, what two teams would be the best result for it to happen? And that's Bunnies Roosters. And it is somewhat possible. So if that plays out, we could be in for the best year of rugby league ever. And so that's a bit more of a kind of hope bet, if you will. A hope bet.
I don't mind a hope bet.
Yeah. 1935 was the last South East Grand Final.
1934. So we're
in World War II.
So we're fucking overdue.
We're due.
We're definitely due.
Obviously, it won't happen this year because Manly wins a comp, but I can see where the romantic in you wants that bet.
Yeah,
to
it's a hope bet.
Yeah, it's a hope bet.
Okay, wooden spoon. Now on three, we're all going to say what we think the wooden spoon is. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Dragons.
Let's move on.
We should have tipped who was going to come second last.
Yeah. Well, let's just do that because no one even said it. Let's just have a guess.
I don't think you can put the bet on there.
No, but do you just want to see if we all?
Oh yeah, like a friendly one.
Yeah, right. 3, 2, 1.
Tigers.
What did you guys say?
Three Tigers?
I said Tigers.
Yeah.
Just for the value.
Raiders.
Yeah.
Raiders. You think Raiders are going to come second last?
I think they'll struggle. Yeah.
But I don't, like, I'm coming more from the odds. I looked at the Doggies and I think it's double-digit odds for them to come wooden spoon, which is like,
that's
pretty good value, right, considering they just had a couple injuries.
They got some good signings, though.
I can't see them making the eight.
No, they won't make the eight. But it's just like Dragons, $3. Doggies, I think 10 or 11, don't quote me, but somewhere around there. It's like three times the odds.
To get spoon, is it?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah, dogs are $11.
They're like they're saying the Titans will get the $11.
Dogs, yeah. Fins and Titans, $11 for the spoon. Raiders, $6.
Manly, $15 is actually offensive. That's very offensive.
But the Dragons lost. Were Dragons full strength the other day?
Yeah.
And they scored 6 points against half a Bunnies team. I'm not saying a reserve grade side, but half a team.
Hey, if the Dragons don't get the spoon this year, listen, the tapes back me up. Yep. I'm on them every year, and they seem to wiggle out of it.
They're spoon dodgers.
They are spoon dodgers.
But when
their time's come.
They've entered like terrorism-like levels with a gun to Ben Hunt's head saying you're staying, you know what I mean? Like that's a house of cards if we've ever seen it, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like your best player wanted to pay, I don't know how much, to leave. Like not foregoing salary, but actually pay out of his bank account, wasn't he?
Yeah, like, out of his own wallet. Insane. He's like, I'll
how much do I need
right
to pay you to let me go?
I've got my account open. Just give me an
kidnapping.
Account.
It's kidnapping.
Yeah, he's been kidnapped.
Yeah.
And you don't want your star player to be kidnapped and held for ransom.
But he's too much of a nice guy, whereas, like, okay, you put on a brave face and get through it, but we know he's he's there under ransom.
And then Flano's like, yeah, we want to go hard in the market. And then Joey Martin is like, I'd prefer to leave the game of rugby league than go
leave the country.
Rather go anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
And for those that missed it, Shane Flanagan, coach, not even allowed to park his car.
No.
At Cogra, the security guard was like, "Ah, who are you, mate? Shane Flanagan? No,
you're not on
Shane
the list.
Flanagan on the list.
Sorry." Then Luciano Leilua was made to walk from fucking North Queensland to Cogra, and then he just kept walking, apparently, and he's down in Canberra at the moment. He's looking like signing there. So the Dragons suck. We all know it, and the disrespect will continue throughout the season.
If West Tigers, though, were to get the spoon again...
That's a three.
Where do you go? Yeah. Where do you go from there?
Well, yeah. it'll be all Luai's coming next year, and then the pressure on Luai is so unfair. Where it's like turn out fucking yeah. fortune.
They can't possibly get a third.
They'd only be the sixth team to. Oh, sorry, six teams have won the spoon three times, so they'd be the seventh team.
Is that Knights and Doggies.
Knights, Doggies. Knights.
Did the Eels do it?
Knights are the most recent. Then you've got Gold Coast Chargers in the 90s is the next one after that.
Fuck.
Eels have done it back-to-back. And the Eels have done it back-to-back.
When was that time? The Knights? I remember
and the Rabbitohs
Glenn
as well.
Gary when the Knights sucked.
It was when Tinkler lost all his
2015-17.
No, it's like 2013. 2017.
2015, 2017.
I mean, I guess there's a bit of hope there if you like three spoons. Now Knights are pretty good, but like...
Yeah, but like, do you want to go through one more set?
But how long?
I can't imagine.
How long have the Dragons been this shit for, though? Like,
that was 2010.
They've been like ninth and tenth, though. They've been surprising. Yeah. This year was their worst year. They lost all 12 away games. They're only the seventh team in the NRL.
Gerringong and things like
that. They deserve better.
They deserve better. They really do.
South Coast people deserve better. South Coast tough. We respect the South Coast.
Lot of time for the people of the South Coast and New South Wales.
Yeah.
Beautiful fucking part of the world.
It's gorgeous.
Yep. They deserve better.
The Sapphire Coast, even, once you get down to like the Rumour and stuff.
Beautiful
like,
stuff.
They deserve
they
better.
They deserve a team that represents the beautiful people of the Sapphire
bring
Coast.
Bring back the Steelers. Bring back the Steelers.
And fuck off the Tigers and bring back the Magpies.
Honestly,
while we're at it.
Honestly, get rid of the Dragons and the Tigers. Go back to Magpies and Steelers. I think we're all happy then.
Yep.
I think we're all happy.
I think, and then they start winning. Now, most tries for the rugby league season. Sebo, I'm going to go to you first, mate.
Yep.
Any stats, Rando, or no?
Oh, fuck me. Look, it's my first episode back, all right? I forget. I can't see him. There's a light in the way.
At least you picked up where you left off, mate.
Rando, any stats around try scorers?
After we were talking in the green room, I'm scared to give this stat, but you can't really look past AJ at $7.50. He scored 20-plus tries in his last four seasons. Only one other player has achieved the same feat, and that was Nathan Black. Blacklock. If he does it a fifth time, he'd be the first player ever to score 20 plus tries in 5 years in a row. The other player to look out for is your man, Tom Trbojevic. He has the second best try rate of any player to score 30 plus tries in the last 3 years at 1.1 tries per game. He did score 10 in 11 games last year.
Wow, what's that? Hot
51 to band? 1.
Fucking
51 Jesus. For Tommy.
Changing my bet to Turbo.
Is that just an injury odds? Like,
overs? Yeah, good, yeah, dude. Because yeah. I believe in him this year. I believe.
Have to be.
I believe. That's it. That's all I'm doing. $51.
Jesus Christ.
That's too good.
Listen, that's a control fucking.
C, control V.
Control C, control. Yeah, I'm not going to walk past those sort of odds in
you
the
can't.
Street.
Dude, if you walk past them and you see them sitting there, you'd be crazy to not pick them up.
Can I ask you this, Tom? Can I ask you this? If you were walking down the street and there was a $50 note on the ground with a little dollar.
A $51 note?
Yeah. Are you telling me you're not going to stop and pick that up?
I'm picking that up.
Because these two fucking cucks are, apparently.
I'd love a $51 note with a bung hamstring. That'd be great. For me, I'm going to take a winner. I think KP is in for a huge season at the Newcastle Knights, and he'll be laying meat pies for who's who in the Greg Mars shoe all year. $13. Thanks for coming.
Okay.
I don't hate that bet. It's not as good as mine and Tom's, but it's not bad.
Marcy did score 9 times in that 10-game run for the Knights as
well. As KP was playing good footy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sebo, over to you, mate.
Yeah, look, I'm going a classic, old trusted Carney P of the show. He kind of, I wanted to, like the Titans, yes, the Titans aren't, they might not make the eight, but what they do is play attacking footy and score like 40 points, but let someone else score 42. Like that's kind of who they are. So they score a lot of tries. They play attacking footy. Carney P, Randa, how many tries did he get last season?
20. He was the fourth player in the NRL era to score 20 plus tries in his debut season.
And how many games did he play? Because he didn't play.
He played, I think, 20, same amount.
I got another question for you, Rando, and this may be too hard for you to find. When was the last time a Titans player got leading try scorer?
I don't think it's ever happened.
Thank you.
Yep, but the Titans are actually looking pretty good this year.
Good point.
They play, I don't know if he'll be playing outside Brimo. Will he be at, like, what side will be, if Brimo's centre, will he be left or right?
I'm not sure which side. I think Brimo will be right. I believe. Right. Right. Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly on the left.
Yeah. Yep.
You're relying on Kieran Foran staying fit, I think.
Yeah, it's all right. There's plenty of halves, you know. Preston Campbell.
Important to mention that Preston Campbell is coming back. Speaking of Jaden Campbell, he is a right side attacker, so he kind of favours the right edge. When he plays fullback, the right winger is more of a beneficiary.
How's Dez going in his first season at a new club?
He took the Dogs,
I think, to the Premiers, to the Grand Final.
What about when he went back to Manly?
We made the finals, I think, immediately.
Yep. I reckon, watch out, Titans. You know, like,
and they could be fucking pretty good this year.
Yeah, I reckon there's going to be a good up. I mean, I don't know about Dez with, like, attacking versus defence footy, but I reckon there's, you know, when you look at a team like Penrith and you try to find a try scorer and it's fucking taught for like $1.30, like, I hate betting on Penrith Melbourne games. They're the worst games to bet on in the entire world. Titans, on the other hand, were already exciting, and I think they might get a little bit more exciting to punt on.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Little one to watch with Desi too, boys. The fullback whisperer took Turbo to a Dally M medal. Took Benny Barber to a Dally M medal. Jaden Campbell, plenty of talent there.
Or Brimo, if you know. If he needs
to. He's got about four fullbacks.
He does have. Yeah. That's a good point, Rue.
Yeah, great point.
Fullback whisperer. All right,
Jaden
so
Campbell,
we go.
Good stock too.
Oh yeah. Is he a Dubbo boy, or you just mean Preston Campbell stock?
Preston Campbell stock. Yeah. Preston, I mean, stock. Like, he's got
his
the
dad's
DNA.
A
Dally M. Exactly. He's got the breeding to do it.
Yeah. The pedigree.
All
right, let's move on to most points. And before I forget again, I'm going to throw over to my old mate, Rando, Nathan Corbet, the Italian stallion.
Greek. Thanks, Tommy. Five of the last six top point scorers have scored at least 10 tries in the season, so they have relied on scoring tries. The last two top scorers, Asako and Val, have both scored 244 points exactly, which is an average of 10.2 points per game. So you want to look at players who are averaging 10.2 points or more. Let's look at Latrell. In the first 12 rounds, he averaged 10.8 points per season. And then we got Kalen Ponga, who only scored 128 points last year, but he didn't start kicking till round 18. And when he did start kicking in those last 10 games, he averaged 11.6 points per game. So
I'll just jump in on Latrell because I've picked him. Can you get up, Rando, how many kicks he got in a row at one point? Okay. He was shaping him, drawing him, fading him, like, every which way he wanted. I think he was on, like, some sort of streak. Like, maybe I'm making this up, but he was, like, 30 or 20-something kicks in a row.
Checking it out now.
Rando says they need to be scoring tries. Jet ski, flatty, Jackie Whiten. If Rabbitohs aren't going to have a slide year, which I'm predicting they're going to have a good year, Littrell, a lot of people overlook him. Oh, he doesn't take hit-ups out of his own half. It's not about that. It's about scoring points. And Latrell at $10, I'm eating it up every day.
See, I don't know how to go now because he's saying you need to score tries. I've got Reno, who can score a try, but he's not a try scorer, but he kicks them. He kicks them from the left. He kicks them from the right. He kicks them all night. So I'm just going to throw to you, Eddie, while I try and mull over whether I use Rando's stats to...
I'm going with Kalen Ponga.
Where's that light? Oh, it's back on. Light's flickering up there.
Roos said it himself. He thinks a big year for the Knights. I like their trial form. I like their vibe. And also, just from a fan of the game perspective, what's good for rugby league sort of type situation is if the Knights are playing good footy, I reckon everyone's frothing, generally speaking. Everyone's fucking in a good mood when the Knights are playing well. And I hope that's the case this year. Ponga obviously needs to be a big part of that. 750. That's my bet.
Okay.
I'm going to take Nath Cleary. He's $6, pretty short there. But, boys, if you have a look over the last 4 years, Nath Cleary is always in the top five. And you think over the last few years, he's had an injury every single year that's kept him out for 6 or 7 weeks.
Mm.
If he just plays an entire season, I think he will shit in there. You've got the favourites like Osako and all these guys. Osako outside Herbie Farmworth. He might not see the ball all season.
Well, ask Tom about Herbie.
Well, I think there was a blessing in disguise with that, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, that would have been full on, like, bedazzled type movie if you won. Something else would have.
Well, that's it, right? Like, the course of my life could have changed. So, actually, I'm a huge Herbie Farmworth fan off the bat.
He saved you.
I think Herbie saved
you. But he saved you because he didn't pass the ball.
But exactly.
So, it doesn't change what we're talking about.
No.
Not a big passer.
No. Correct.
Nathan Cleary is a good shout. He averages 10.4 points in the last three seasons, the most of any player. Even more impressively, he averages the most points per game in the NRL era. Guru, do you know who is second for most points per game in the NRL era?
I'll be honest with you, I wasn't listening to the first half of the sentence. Go again.
Never planned. Not many do on the panel. In the NRL era, Nathan Cleary has the most points per game. Mm-hmm. Who is second?
El Masri?
Ivan.
Ivan Cleary.
Get
Ivan
fucked. Cleary. Yeah. Good stats from it's you today, knock. Rando. You've come in swinging that thing. I'm just going to
full-time Rando.
Full-time Rando.
Full-time.
How about that?
Full-time Rando.
Set free. I'm just going to stick with Renault at $17. He does. He can kick him. And he does score sometimes.
Yeah, he scores three or four times a year.
He can score tries. Broncos, I see a lot of points in those guys. So, fuck it. Go on, Renault. $17.
I just want to get something clear with the with the four panelists here. If you draw the lowest number, you go first. Do you have to go first, or can you decide?
I think you pick the order.
Okay, so lowest ball. I'm just going to start with Guru because he's first. One's come out already. There you go, mate.
Thank you.
What's that say?
I have got number 9699. Right?
9699.
91.
191.
Oh, right. I thought it was a box around it. Great start.
I thought that was dog food.
Yeah, it does look a bit like kibble.
I might need a redraw.
What do you got?
We'll take that one. Let's just add that one back in the ecosystem. You need another redraw?
Is that a one?
I don't know.
That's
what
a one.
He's got one.
That's a one.
Fuck. Jesus Christ. All right. What have I got? 497.
And I've got 198. So what'd you get?
191.
Okay. So Sebo, what
he
order?
He just picks the order, yeah.
Yeah. So when we pick it, does it go this way?
No. You get to pick.
First, second, third, fourth.
Yeah.
And then that's
the order. You pick where you're going, and then he picks where he's going. I pick where I'm going.
I'm last, so I'll just fucking...
So as in...
So where do you want to go in the hot seat? Do you want to do this week? Fucking first, second, third, fourth?
Do you want to be third, fourth? When do you want to sit?
I'm going to be second. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to be second. So I'm going to let someone else...
What is that, 11 weeks?
Yep.
Oh, fourth.
Yeah, that makes the most sense.
Shit the
I'm
bed.
Third.
Well, I guess it's me then.
Right, I get the lights. Get the lights.
All right. First up into the hot seat for 2024, brand new segment. Obviously, there's some pressure, but going first, as it was sort of discussed, maybe not that bad for me, because if I lose this week, I'm out and then I'm back and I'm just back in the seat around time to fucking go on a run and win this bitch. Now, I've been a big Golden State fan since before they were good. They're not that good anymore, and I don't really care about the NBA all that much. My brother, Willie Burns, huge Knicks guy, huge Knicks fan. So I'm a Knicks fan now, as well as Golden State, but kind of a Knicks guy. Knicks playing the 76ers Friday. Knicks are outsiders, $1.98. I've got them to win. 76ers aren't that good. They're fucking pretty sure Embiid's out. He might be back. I don't even fucking care. But if you got, is it Derek Brunson, Jalen Brunson? It's a Brunson. What Brunson is it? Jalen, that's what I said, not Derek Brunson, who is a former UFC fighter. If you got Jalen Brunson, you're good to go. So I like the Knicks at $1.98 to beat the 76ers, and I'm just going to see what the eight ball thinks, just because why not? Can't see anything in his fucking life. Doesn't seem to have any opinions right now. You motherfucker. Signs point to yes. Great for me. Great for me. Knicks over 76ers, $1.98. Hot seat one and done. All right, that's it for the first episode of About Even. Thanks again to Neds for their support. Welcome, Guru. Great to have you on board. Fucking pumped for the season.
Thanks for the gift, man.
Thank you very much for the gifts. I don't really mean that.
I know Kempe talks a lot about his debut, but I think mine was better.
Oh, comfort. Yeah. That's one of the great debuts of all time. Rando, great to see you again, sir. Sebo and Edward, everyone back at home. We'll see you next week from Vegas.
Correct.
Bye-bye.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.